The City of Huntington's advancement to the finals of the America's Best Communities competition presents a unique opportunity for a city striving to improve itself. Huntington was selected by a panel of judges to be one of 8 finalists in the national competition for America's Best Community.
And number 7, America's Best Communities, Huntington, West Virginia.
Huntington and Charleston were both semifinalists in the competition. Charleston wasn't selected as a finalist, but Huntington Mayor Steve Williams says the key for both cities in his mind is the Home Rule Pilot Project. The project, which started in 2007 with 4 cities and has expanded to other communities in the state, shifts power from the state to the local level.
If there's any message to deliver not only to the legislature but also to anybody who's listening throughout the state, is that the Home Rule Pilot Project actually does work. Every community has its own unique needs. It shouldn't be a cookie cutter, one size fits all. A decision is made in Charleston and everybody now has to put that square peg in a round hole.
As one of 8 finalists for the America's Best Community Project, the city received $100,000. Huntington's proposal, called the Huntington Innovation Project, or HIP, outlines projects and ideas that will jumpstart the local economy. The top 3 communities that make the largest impact and show the greatest potential for sustaining revitalization will be the grand prize winners. The top community will receive $3 million, second place will earn $2 million, and $1 million will go to third place. Williams says Huntington's plan is different than other communities, which concentrate their ideas on one specific area. Huntington went all in on 4 different projects at once.
We have several different projects. The other 7 have one project that have different components to it, but they have one area that they're focusing on. The decision that we made in Huntington is that in order for us to transform our city, we absolutely don't have time to wait to have each of these neighborhoods redeveloped.
Those projects include the development of brownfields areas in the Highline neighborhood of the city, as well as the development of the west end of the city for commercialization, and the tearing down of the Northcott Court housing projects in the Fairfield area. The final and 4th piece of the project is the development of broadband throughout the city to increase the opportunities for outside businesses and entrepreneurship. Among those projects is the West Edge, developed by the Coalfield Development Corporation in the west end of Huntington in an old clothing factory. Its purpose is to train those who've been laid off or are looking for employment. The site's current and planned projects include woodworking, solar, and use of a high tunnel to grow food. Brandon Dennison is the executive director of the Coalfield Development Corporation.
You take a blighted building, it's a drain on property values, it's a safety and health hazard, it's a crime attractor. Now all of a sudden it's this vibrant place of activity for artists, for trainees, and for the community at large.
Along the river toward the east end of the town is the Highline area, where many factories used to reside. Rubber Light is one of the few remaining businesses there. It's a company that works with polymers or plastics and resins. They've been a partner with the city in obtaining brownfield grants to help rehabilitate the area. Their hope is to develop an advanced polymer center. Alan Letton is the president of Rubber Light. He says cleaning up their brownfield areas is key.
Now we can start bringing in jobs. Now you can improve the Highland area. You start to see improvement in the homes and the area in general. Infrastructure gets improved. So it becomes a catalyst for making that transition for the area.
The third area in Huntington's project is the Fairfield area. City Councilwoman Sandra Clements represents Fairfield, where they're tearing down the Northcott Court housing projects, home to crime throughout the years, and creating an area they hope can entice commercial projects.
If the city's growing and bringing jobs, then our community will grow too, because there will be opportunities for us to go to work. Because when the city rises, the communities rise too.
The city has to show in 11 months that they're making changes and heading toward the overall goal for the revitalization projects, including improving broadband in the city. Williams says it's not about finishing the projects, it's about making tremendous headway.
We don't expect these projects to be completed in the next 11 months. What we have to be able to demonstrate is that we have accomplished these things and that we are moving so far forward so quickly that the momentum starts to take us in this direction.
Williams says if the city can finish in one of the top 3 spots, the money will be used to help with the redevelopment projects in the West End, Highline, and Fairfield areas, as well as toward improving broadband in the town. Without the contest money, they'll depend on grants and outside sources of funding. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.